Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm sure like many Fine Music Radio listeners, you walk into a room sometimes and then you think, why did I walk into this room? What am I here for? And now there's something similar going on in astronomy, because how do you find something when you don't know what it is? You walk into the room, what is it that I'm looking for? And so I'm here talking to Dr. Anna Bosman. She's a senior lecturer at the University of Pretoria, and her life's work is trying to answer this very question. In astronomy, how do you find something when you don't really know what it is? Have I framed that correctly, Anna?
Yes, I believe you have. And generally speaking, from a machine learning perspective, the idea is if you don't know what you're looking for, you can't exactly go for a labeled sample. So the best thing you can really hope to achieve is maybe to take what you have and try to model it the best way you can. So you can think of it as a probability distribution of sorts that describes input space that basically encompasses everything that you have observed.
Okay, I'm going to have to unpack this. Now, first of all, machine learning. Right, machine learning. This is something that computers do. And can I use the dreadful term artificial intelligence here? Am I allowed to do that?
You absolutely are. So, I mean, to unpack the term itself, machine learning sounds scarier than what it actually is. At the end of the day, it's just a bunch of very well-defined mathematical tricks. It all boils down to fitting functions, honestly, right? And usually, like anything in this world can be kind of described as a relationship between some inputs and some outputs, right? Anything technically, everything is connected. And it's this connection that we're trying to model with machine learning. And how it's typically done is, as long as you can parameterize your problem somehow and say, well, I know there is a function. I have some inputs. I want to get some outputs out of it, right? I just need to learn the parameters that describe the function.
Yeah, like the size of the room, for example.
Yes, or for example, again, going kind of steering away from astronomy now, let's say you are, I don't know, observing patients during COVID times, and you're trying to say, okay, who has COVID and who just has something like benign and not dangerous. You can observe scans perhaps, like x-ray chests or something like that, and I don't know, measure their temperature. Take all of these variables, put them in, and perhaps a doctor can tell you, okay, these actually had COVID, these ones didn't. Now can you train an algorithm to tell the difference between the two?
Okay, so you're training a computer to look at the numbers and say, is it this or is it that? But how do you do this in astronomy, especially when you don't really know what you're looking for in the data?
So this is exactly where the unsupervised learning comes in. Mostly, I would say most AI is kind of based on this paradigm of supervised learning, where you know exactly the class A and class B, and you just try to tell the difference between this and that. But of course, reality often is much more complicated than just the categories. And technically, when you look for interesting things, right, in astronomical observations, again, you don't know what these interesting things are ahead of time. So you can't really model A and B. But what you can do is you can model just one side of it. You can say, well, I'll just model it, and I assume that the majority of the observations are normal. They're standard, they're basic, and they are not interesting. So your question, I guess, what you're trying to model is not the prediction, but rather just the input space itself. You just say, well, you know, model this distribution. Whatever is there, try to model it. Try to just remember what I've shown you. And if you then show examples which do not fit the distribution, the algorithm should be able to say, oh, wait a second, this really doesn't fit the spread. It doesn't fit into what I've seen before, and thus, because it doesn't fit, it must be an anomaly, right? It's something bizarre. I can't possibly, describe it. Therefore, maybe an astronomer should go and inspect it and say, oh, yes, this is a weird X-shaped galaxy, and this is exactly what I was hoping to find.
Okay, so this is how. So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're training a computer to find anomalies in data, so then the astronomer can go and have a good poke around.
Well, I think it's a really useful application, finding anomalies, but I think there is really more to it. Another thing that I'm really excited about is actually using these distributions to potentially generate artificial samples, which can also be used down the line. For example, let's say you might be looking for anomalies, right? Anything that's interesting. But what if you have found something that is truly interesting and you say, this is so great. I wish I could find more of this specific galaxy with this specific morphology, but I only found two or three. So how do I go about it? Now you're kind of going from just looking for strange things to looking for specific things. So now you want a classifier. But if you only have two or three, you can't exactly train a model, because usually it requires hundreds of examples. But the thing is, if you have these two or three, perhaps you can nicely model the distribution that describes these two or three samples. And then you can start sampling the distribution. So basically create the samples in between the existing ones to create more artificial galaxies that look like these morphologies that you're interested in. And with these artificial samples, you can actually then try and classify it to not just find strange things, but find specific objects of interest.
So I'm not sure that I've fully understood all that, or that the Fine Music Radio listeners will have followed that. It's kind of comforting to know that there are academics out there doing things which are really difficult and complicated. And this is what we will need in order to train computers to sift through the vast amounts of data from these big telescopes coming up that are going to be on stream soon, such as the Square Kilometre Array. So you're going to be very busy working with astronomers and trying to help them to find weird stuff in the data.
I also really hope that I won't be doing this alone. I think astronomy really needs more computer scientists on board. And in South Africa, we have a number of excellent research labs that do work in AI. And I think really we should aim to build a bridge between the two fields and work on this together.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with your endeavor. It sounds extremely interesting. And I look forward to tracing these developments into the future. So thank you very much, Dr. Anna Bosman.
Thank you so much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.